Hey, fellow mathers, do you have limited classroom time? Do you want to make the biggest, best impact on your students that you can? Then you need to start here with the Math is Figureoutable Challenge.
It's 3 1-hour sessions of the quickest and most powerful ways to reach the most students with the most math. We're having special guest Jenna Laib. Mark your calendars for May 15th through 17th at 7 p.m. Central and watch this space to find out when registration opens.
If you can't make those times, you'll want to register anyway so you can get access to the session recordings. And now, on to the episode. Hey, fellow mathers. Welcome to the podcast where math is figure-outable. I'm Pam Harris.
And I'm Kim Montague.
And this episode is a Math Strat Chat episode where we chat about our math strategies. Every Wednesday evening, I throw out a math problem on social media and people from around the world chat about the strategies they've used and comment on each other's thinking.
I have to totally admit, I am clicking around on my computer right this very moment.
I was like, hey, Kim, your turn.
Well, I moved some stuff on my screen and I literally cannot find.
Can't find where we are.
Okay,
keep looking. Okay. Okay. This Wednesday, our math problem was 16 times 24. How would you solve this problem? Pause the podcast. Solve the problem any way you want. The problem is 16 times 24. Go. All right, so you don't need to find your stuff now. You can just
okay. Yeah, well, but now I need to think about the problem. Well, tell me the problem again.
What'd you say? 16 times 24. Okay. I'm going to go while you're thinking.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to think about 25 times 16.
Ah. Okay.
Is that what you wanted?
Yeah. No, it's what I was thinking. But go ahead. I'll come up with something else.
Okay. Well, I was going to think about 25 times 16.
Yep.
Because then I could just get one less 16, and I would have 24. Times 16. So 25 times 16, I can think about as 1/4 of 16, like 0.25 times 16. And then I have to scale it back up. So it's not 0.25 times 16, it's 25. So that's times 100. So it'd be 400. So 25 times 16 is 400. So 24 times 16 would be 16 less. Play a little I Have You Need. That's 384.
Yeah.
Okay. So
I like.
Sorry, I took yours. What were you thinking?
No, it's okay.
I bet you were probably doing like doubling and halving or something from 25.
Well, the first thing I thought about was the 25s, but I don't know why, but I wrote the problem down and maybe it's because 24, but I feel like there's a lot of fours and I don't know. Double halving would have been nice because, the 16, you just keep doing it. But I actually wrote down 4 times 4 times 6 times 4.
Oh.
And I at first was like, do I know 4 squared? And that's 64. So wait,
you mean 4 cubed?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, okay.
I am a mess today. We're busy, y'all. We're busy. So yes, 4 cubed is 64. Mm-hmm. So that would be 64 times 6, mm-hmm. which, you know, is fine. But so then I thought, I feel like I'm just playing at this point. So then I thought about 64 times 5.
Oh my gosh, that's just where I just went.
Yeah, so 64 times 10 would be 640. So times 5 means it's 320. And then I have one more 64. So then I just wrote down 320 plus 64 is the same 384.
Nice flexible factor.
And here's the thing. Yeah. Here's the thing. So because you and I are not like, what's the answer? What's the answer? What's the answer? We're okay with the space to say, what else would I want to do? Like what it's
totally,
it's playing and messing around and thinking about all the relationships that we need. Yeah.
So I when you had the 4 times 4 times 4 times 6, mm-hmm. I started to wonder how many twos that would be.
Mm.
Which also played into sort of the doubling and halving that I was thinking about as well. Mm-hmm. So like there'd be 2, 4, 6, and one more two, so like it's 2 to the 7th. So if I know 2 to the 7th, then it would be 2 to the 7th times 3. That'd be a way of thinking about it. But I'd also doubled and halved while you were,
yeah,
talking. And I ended up with 192 times 2, which is also 384. Yeah, when you said doubling half because the 16's nice, you were recognizing 16 as a bunch of twos, right? Mm-hmm. Power of two, mm-hmm. So you knew you could have it all the way down.
Yeah,
totally cool. All right, nice.
All right, awesome. We can't wait to see what you do every single week. We get excited to check it out. So join us on Math Strat Chats.
I just thought of another one.
No.
Okay.
Let people do something. Let us know how you think about the problems. And it's super cool when you comment on other people's strategies.
Yeah, and you might try something. There's something else lurking in that one that I can't believe I didn't think about. All right, so we'll post problems. Oh, my goodness. We post problems on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Central Time. When you answer, tag me and use the hashtag MathStratChat. Then join us here to hear how we're thinking about the problem. We love having you as part of the Math is Figureoutable movement. Thank you for listening and making math more figure-outable.
Remember, we're going to be opening registration for the Math is Figureoutable Challenge soon. Mark your calendar for May 15th through 17th. You are not going to want to miss these free PD evenings where you'll learn four routines you need in your classroom that are naturally engaging and encourage students to think mathematically.
And remember, if you can't make those times, registering gets you access to the recordings. Keep making math figure-outable.